Sundays are just my day to just fall apart. It's like I've been anxious all week long, and then I try to do more anxiety-provoking things on Fridays and Saturdays. And then Sunday I wake up and I just feel, it's that feeling of you drank too much the night before. That's what it feels like. That's the only way I can describe it. This is the journey of a man trying just about anything he can to rid himself of his anxiety and panic disorder. I am this man. My name is Gerald Statz, and the journey being the Brazenly Honest Podcast. All right, welcome back. You ever hear something over and over again and you start to not like it? I think I'm just picky when it comes to my intros. I would love y'all's opinion. You could just say whatever you want. You know, just send me an audio clip or whatever on Anchor. And I like it, but I think it could be better. I think that's what it is. I think I'm always just trying to do things better. I'm going to stick with it. I'm sticking to it. I think I just hear something, and it just. Or maybe it is. Maybe I just, there's something off about it, and maybe I do need to fix it, because when I had the Conspired podcast with my ex-girlfriend, it was a great intro and a great outro. I felt good doing it. And then the Anxiety podcast, whenever my ex recorded that intro, it was a perfect intro. So I don't know. Either there's something off about it, or I'm just being too picky. Maybe there's just too much going on in my life, and it's causing some kind of, I don't know, like my brain's going into overdrive, and it can't handle any more information, so it just dislikes it, everything. I don't know. It's fine. Maybe I should just stop listening to it, because what I usually do is I hit record, and as it's recording, it goes through the intro, and then I start talking where I think I should come in at. I don't know. We'll let it go. So this week, I did record on Tuesdays, and today's Sunday, so there's not much that happened, and I mean, there are some things to talk about. I promised myself I would record once a week, and so I'm going to record once a week. I said last week that I would try to do some of the things on the anxiety challenges. I'm trying to push myself to the limits by doing things that I know would cause me anxiety, but hopefully not too much. I don't want to regress and just, I don't know, for it to get worse. I'll tell you one thing that always makes me feel better is exercise. Anytime I feel like I felt crappy today, I don't know what it is. I think I've said this in a past episode. Sundays are just my day to just fall apart. It's like I've been anxious all week long, and then I try to do more anxiety-provoking things on Fridays and Saturdays. And then Sunday I wake up and I just feel, it's that feeling of you drank too much the night before. That's what it feels like. That's the only way I can describe it. But I felt that way today. I felt crappy. I just wanted to stay in bed all day. And I had to push myself. I was like, no, we're not going to stay in bed. We're going to get up. We're going to go get some things done. And so I know I'm probably doing the episode in reverse because I'm starting with Sunday, but I don't care. And I'm sure you don't either. So I got up and I know that I want to start like prepping my body to be able to run outside. For some reason, and I kind of know why, you might be able to hear right now, but I get really bad congestion, extremely bad congestion. And so whenever I'm breathing heavy, so whether I'm running or climbing mountains or whatever I'm doing, if I'm breathing too hard, it feels like I'm being stabbed in like my upper chest. I know it's my bronchial tubes. They're like, I don't know what it is. It just feels like a bunch of needles in me. And it's the cold air. It's the cold air rushing against, I guess, the post-nasal drip that I have from allergies, I'm guessing. So the first thing I did today was I went to like a sporting goods place, and I bought me, I used to have this thing back in the day. It was something you wear over your nose and mouth to go snowboarding. And so I bought it, and I was kind of readying myself to go outside because in my mind, you know, I have those negative thoughts. So I'm like, oh my gosh, here they go. Hey, let's get it started. So I'm thinking everybody's going to be staring at me. Like, it's only 65 degrees outside. Why is this guy wearing like full thermal gear? Cause you got to remember that I have Raynaud's as well. And so, you know, I finally psyched myself up for it. I was like, you know what? Screw it. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to start doing things. And yes, I started panicking. I started sweating. I'm like, I'm not even running yet, and I'm already sweating because I had that on. And then I had a toboggan on because you got to, or a winter hat, whatever you want to call it. I had to wear one of those because of the Raynaud's makes my ears feel like they're going to just like, I don't know. It feels like somebody's ripping them off. So, and I had gloves on, but then I had a small jacket on. It's just weird because the rest of my body stays warm, but my hands, my feet, my ears, and occasionally my nose gets really bad, but not as bad as, my nose doesn't get half as bad as my ears and hands and feet. So all of my extremities just go freezing cold, and the windier it is, the worse it is. So today was somewhat windy, and I started going, and as always, 15 minutes in, all the sweating stops, all the panicking stops. It's like my brain is just like, all right, well, we've done this long enough. Let's give this guy a break. And so I'm trying to remember what I did today. I know I did the Zombies Run 5K training app. I think I did about a little over 5 miles, not running 5 miles, but off and on running, walking, never stopping, just constantly moving. And it made me feel great. Like I feel a whole lot better now than I did before I started running. So that is always a plus. So exercise, if anybody has to deal with anxiety, exercise is the way to go. Whether you're, even if I'm lifting weights, I don't know, lifting weights doesn't help as much. Cardio is always the way to go for me for some reason, but lifting weights helps out a little bit. I'm trying to remember if I've just done weightlifting, if I just went to the gym and did weightlifting while I was anxious, and I don't think I did. Maybe, because usually what I do is I get on the treadmill for about 10 minutes to warm up my muscles, and then I go hit the weights. And then whenever I'm done with the weights, I jump back onto the treadmill. Unless I'm just doing the treadmill for the day and I just do that. But for anxiety, I'm telling you, do some cardio, do something, anything. It doesn't matter what it is. I keep a jump rope at work just for, you know, just in case. Because I used to jump rope whenever I was working at the psych hospital before I got this job. So back to the anxiety challenges. I'm looking over my list. I made a list at that one on that one episode, and I was just kind of going through it. I've been going to the gym, but I haven't been working out at the front of the gym like I said I was going to. It's a lot harder to do. That one is. It's kind of like up there with asking women out on a date. I have talked to strangers. I have said something. I don't know. Something was going on, and I was walking by, and I said something about, I can't even remember what it was now, something that was going on in their vicinity, and we started talking about something. It was just a really short conversation, but I did it. And a guy today, whenever I went grocery shopping, he said, "I love that hat." I think he was talking to his wife, but I just looked over and I said, "Thank you." You know, like, because in the past, I would have been like, "Oh my gosh, that's too much attention." Just that little bit would have been like, "Oh my gosh, that's too much attention." And I would pretended like I didn't even hear him and just started walking the opposite direction. But today I actually looked at him and I said, "Thank you. I appreciate it." I don't know if I said appreciate it, but I said thank you. I know that. So I picked out a good hat. I love this hat. I wear it almost everywhere I go. It's comfortable. I miss wearing hats. I love it. If you haven't seen it, you can go to the, You can go to Instagram and find me at quality_stats. And that's spelled like my last name, STAATS. You can comment. That's where I post pictures of events that I do. I did go out last night. I did go to board game night. No alcohol involved. And there was 8 of us all together. So it wasn't too bad. The anxiety wasn't too bad. I mean, it was there. I could tell it was there. But I'm becoming more comfortable being around these people. That's what it tends to do most of the time, is I get used to people, and then the anxiety's like, oh, there's no threat here. There's no point in me getting all anxious about anything. So that was pretty good. I got a compliment last night from one of the guys that was there that I've never met before. He said he loved the hat. So, who knew I'd be so good at picking out a hat? It took a while. Believe me, whenever I pick something, I do the research. Like I've said before in the past that I am a minimalist. And so when I pick things, I make sure that they're going to last and that I really enjoy them. I don't want to end up buying something and it just turn into something that I really don't want, something that I'm going to get rid of. So last night, it was pretty fun. We played probably like 3 or 4 different types of board games. This is one thing I love about going to these people's houses, is that they have so many board games, like almost a whole wall. You would think that it was a whole wall of board games, like bookshelves of board games. And I loved it. I'm hoping to get more into it, play more with them. And that's something I really enjoy. I didn't get to go out with Jared this weekend. He's been busy with military. And so we talked about, I found out online that there is a bouldering facility like an hour from my house. I'm not sure how close it is to his house, but I asked him if that would be something he'd be interested in, because that's what I used to do up in West Virginia. Is there's a, I forgot what the name of the place is, but I went bouldering and it was so much fun. I mean, rock climbing is okay, but I just don't like the harness and the rope being, and you have to have somebody there. I would rather just start climbing and take my chances. I want to hold on more if I don't have a harness, you know, there to hold me onto the wall, or not to the wall, but hold me up. So that's our game plan for next week, is to go bouldering. And, let's see here. Earlier in the week, I'm trying to think of anything that happened earlier in the week, because I feel like something happened. I recorded on Tuesday. That was Tuesday night. So that just leaves Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Saturday was going to the board game night. Friday, I really didn't do much. There's the game that I play online, Lords Mobile. You know, I played that with my friends, and usually every other Friday is like this one certain part of the game that we all love, and we all get together. Well, not all get together, but a lot of us get together to do. So that's really fun. And then Wednesday and Thursday, I mainly just work my butt off because they've been giving me more patience. I don't know why that is. I would love to know why. I think they see how stressed I am, and they're like, let's see how far we can push Gerald. Let's see if he'll quit. Because 29 patients, and you and usually you try to see each patient for an hour each week. So that's 29 hours. And then you got to have time to type up all the notes. And then you have to have time to do the pre-authorizations where you're being authorized by the Medicaid or insurance offices to actually give them the services. And you have all these other things you got to do. Plus, I got to deal with all the crises. So if something happens and then the patient goes into crisis, I can't do my notes. I got to run and help out with the crisis. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm thinking what I would really love, and if anybody knows the answer to this, I will love you forever. But I would love to find a nonprofit that I can work full time, that I can make after taxes, after they take out taxes, make at least $24,000. That's not that much. I mean, for some people it might be a lot, but for somebody with like my level of education, you would think that I could find, but maybe because it's nonprofit, it's hard to find. And the reason I'm not asking that much, I'm only asking for 24,000, is because that's how much I make after taxes and retirement money. You know, they take out retirement money at my present job, because I added it all together, and that's how much it comes out to be. Yes, I know it sounds awful, but it's worth it because of all the student loans that I have. I've already, if you do the public service loan forgiveness for 10 years, you work for the state for 10 years, they'll forgive all of your student loans. Not the private, the federal loans. And I only have about 9,000 in private loans left. And then the rest is federal. And so if I could just find a nonprofit that I could work at, because I've been there, I've worked for the state for 5 years, and it said, the PSLF says, if you're in a public service and it's a nonprofit, it counts just as much. So if it's full-time, yeah, it definitely has to be full-time. Like, I think it's 32 hours full-time, but I'd want more hours than that. I enjoy going to work. A lot of people may not enjoy going to work, but I don't want to stay home in my apartment. Whenever COVID hit, I actually asked my supervisor if I could go in, if I could be the only one to go in and go with the nurses to give the patients their medication, their injections. I couldn't bear to stay in the house. It just, I don't know. I may be an introvert, but I still have to socialize with people or I will lose my mind. But I think I would love to have something that's not so stressful. I'm not sure if the nonprofit would be stressful or not. It may not be. It may be. I guess I would just have to find one that I would enjoy. Oh, it's tough. It's tough. Because once the 5 years is up and all the student loans are forgiven, then all the money that I make that I've been giving towards my student loans, that's all extra money that I have, and I could start saving up, and I could start my own business. I could start something. Right now, I keep a journal of all the ideas I have of businesses that I would like to start. But I never know what life is going to be like in 5 years, so I never know which business is going to be best for me. So, I don't know. I guess I'll just see if you have any ideas for businesses that you think a psychologist that loves art would be into. Let's see, what else am I into? Art, learning new things, like that self-help type stuff. Exercise, yoga. I don't know, just little things here and there. Yeah, so if I could find that, that would be great. And then I could just do that for 5 years, and then everything would be done. Done and done. I would be absolutely debt free. I think I would actually want to travel for a year. Like, just take a year off and just travel, like, Europe's. I think Europe. Yeah. I would like to travel. I think Europe would be a great first thing to do, is just go over there, travel around, and just learn different people's cultures and stuff. Just, I don't know, just understand the world more, because I've said in the past, I've stopped listening to the news. I can't stand it. It's just all fear-mongering, and let's just piss everybody off. That's pretty much what it sounds like to me, is what headline, you know, is going to, like, upset people the most, one side or the other, whether you're left or whether you're right. It's like, that's what they do, is they just feed each side. I don't know. I would love for everybody just to get together and not even worry about that anymore. Not worry about left, not worry about right. Just, like, I've heard of families getting together and they just don't even talk politics. You know, some are left, some are on the left, and some are on the right. And they're just like, nope, no politics. We're just going to celebrate the holidays. This is a time for family getting together, and we're not going to talk about stuff that we're upset about. And the only reason we're upset about it is because the news has told us to be upset about it, or social media has told us to be upset about it. That's the other thing, great thing that I love about Instagram, is I don't get political junk at all. When I get on Twitter, it's all political junk. I don't really get on Twitter much. I just post my podcast whenever I release a new episode, or if I don't know, say something to Glenn from the Glenn Thinks Stuff podcast, but that's about it. That's about all I get on Twitter. Facebook is there because whenever my friends say they're having a board game night, I want to be able for them to contact me. And I think that's about it. Snapchat, I just use it because my little sister uses it, and it's easier for her to get a hold of me, and vice versa. So I use that. So all of my social media has a purpose, but I don't stay on it. Like, Instagram is the one I stay on the most, but that's because I'm big into self-help, and I follow different people that try to motivate me. That's the way I'm thinking of it, is I try to follow people that are going to be motivating, and I follow family members as well. I follow Russell Brand. He's funny, and his is a little bit political, but it's not crazy political, and it's more England political than our politics, even though our politics pretty much go together, but it's not too bad. Fit Men Cook, I love that because I'm trying to eat better. Today I went and bought a bunch of stuff to make salads this week. Salads are not going to last very long, so let me rephrase that. I bought food to make salads for half the week. If, you know, it lasts that long. I'm not sure how long it lasts, but it should last pretty long. Jim Quick, he's just, I don't know, motivational. So is Gary Vee. Simon Sinek, or Sinek, however you say his name, I just follow him because he's a very optimistic. He's very, very optimistic person. He just, everything is like, he even has that podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I follow that one. Great podcast to listen to if you want some optimism in your life. Hybrid Calisthenics. I found this kid. I don't know if he's really a kid. He's probably, well, he's a kid compared to me, maybe. No, I don't know how old he is, but he does some great work with exercising, and I've been trying to exercise more. And so I follow him, and I follow these guys, and I follow family and friends as well, but they're not ones to post very much. So whenever I'm scrolling through, it's mostly just motivational stuff, things to keep me going, things to, so that I don't get stuck in my my negative mindset, that I'm more positive. I think the more I embrace or just drown myself in this positive thinking, that I will start thinking positive. At least I hope so. That's what we're going to hope for. But I'll post different things that I enjoy. I'll post my paintings, and I'll post my photography, and then any events that I go to. I didn't get any pictures last night. I was wanting to get a picture last night, but I was so into the games and everything that I just forgot to. My game plan was to stand up, hold my phone up, and take a picture of me with everybody else, but I forgot to do it. I was going to add it on there. So maybe next time I'll be able to get a picture, because I am trying to keep a journal of my journey of trying to get over my anxiety, because I would love to look back. I can look back now and be like, okay, 21, that's when my panic disorder kicked in. 20s were awful. Just panic after panic after panic all the time. 30s got better, kept getting better, getting better, getting better. And then grad school hit. And then this job, I moved, me and the ex broke up. Like, everything just happened to cause me to just like crash. And so I'm trying to pick myself back up and make my way back in life the way it was before. I know I look back now, I kept thinking that I was doing a lot better before me and my ex broke up, but I remember that I was having a lot of anxiety issues, but most of the time was because I was doing the whole school psychology thing, and it was causing me to just feel anxious, like so anxious. Like, I don't know if I said this, but in the last episode, but I'm up to almost 190 pounds. Like, this is how much I'm supposed to weigh. I'm 6 feet tall, and I should weigh, I like to weigh between 180 and 190, right, give or take 5 pounds. But that's how much I weighed when I moved to this town. And then whenever I started being a school psychologist, I dropped to about 140 pounds, 140, 145. And that was because of my anxiety was so bad that I could not eat. I just couldn't. It was just making me so sick to my stomach. So I finally, it took 2017 until late 2021 to finally get back to somewhat normalcy. Like, I think it's just where I'm exercising. I've got like a routine going. I like my job. Just everything is falling into place. I mean, not everything about my job I like. I do love the work that I do, but I just think that they're trying to overwhelm me with the whole 29 patients thing, whenever I think that what we're supposed to have is 15. And when you have double that amount, you feel like you have to get these things done. Like, I think tomorrow I'm just going to go through my list of patients and see which ones that I can probably see like every other week, maybe once a month, just the ones that are doing so well that they're almost ready to graduate from the program. Because some of the patients have been in this program for almost 10 years, and that's not how long you're supposed to be in the program. The program is only supposed to be a few years. So that's my game plan. That is my game plan. I think that's, I was trying to think of anything else that was exciting. What I need to do, or what I could do, is just maybe write down things as they happen throughout the week. Either write them down or just put them in my phone, maybe like a voice memo in my phone letting me know something that happened, something that I did. And that way it's easier so whenever I get to the end of the week and I get to Sunday and I'm like, I'm going to start recording. That way I can remember exactly what it is that I was going to talk about, and I can go in order instead of jumping around like this. I don't know if anybody minds that I jump around like this, Like I said, I think some of you just listened to it just to see if I'm, you know, being tortured this week, because you enjoy listening to somebody being tortured. And some of you may just enjoy my voice, or maybe I'll say something that'll help you with your anxiety. I'm not sure. But I don't know. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I will just try to keep recording each week. People seem to like the podcast, and more people listen each week. So we'll just see where it goes. I just appreciate you guys, and thanks for listening to the Brazenly Honest Podcast.